Yevamos Yerushalmi corresponds to Yevamos Bavli, Daf Sadik. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Dalad Amud Aleph, on the 11th line, Lo Yzeh Bezeh Metamelo. Lo Yzeh Bezeh Metamelo. The Mishnah said that neither husband becomes Tamei for her if he's a Kohen and she passes away. Adahi Detani Ubchiyah Metamehu Adam Ishtoi Kashema Ben Metamele Ishtu Psula. And this is like Ubchiyah taught that a husband becomes tamei for a kosher wife, but does not become tamei for a pasul wife. If tani tani takes a b'shloisha asa dava, if tani tani takes a b'arba asa dava. Some teach that she leaves and 13 fines apply, and some teach that she leaves and 14 fines apply. Mandama takes a b'shloisha asa dava, avad mitzi asa mas yodeh chada. Mandama b'arba asa dava, avad kol chada v'chada min hain chada. One who said 13 fines, he counts her mitziah and her earnings as one. One who said 14, he counts each of them as one. Amar Yirmiya, Levia, Shizinus, Echelus, and Masa. Yirmiya said that if a Levia was Mazana, she eats Masa. The Tani Kain, Levia, she Nishbis, or she bar lea Echam and Absulim, la Kogemena, la Paisla. Being a support from a Vaisa, if a Levia was captured or one of the Basulim had relations with her, he cannot disqualify her. Leviim, Hamuzahomim, Levim who are salied from their mothers because their mothers are chalalis, the chum were not concerned for the scent of a psul. Ataninan bas levi min amasa. The Gemara asks from the Mishnah that if she is a bas levi, she is disqualified from masa. And Rabbi Yossi tipata shebaaleh yisoh v'yaldim menu ben. Rabbi Yossi answered the cases that yisoh have relations with her and she bore a son to him. She's disqualified due to her son. Rabbisna b'shem Rishu ben Levi, Koheneth, Shezinus, Oicheles, and Masa. Rabbisna quoting Rishu ben Levi said that if a Koheneth was Mazana, she eats Masa. Lamasnisahi, Baskoyen, Minatrume, Ha, Pemasa, Oicheles. The Gemara asks, doesn't our Mishnah teach us? A Baskoyen is disqualified from Truma. This implies that she eats Masa. Mandama ain nisni Masa le Kohuna. Now this is like the opinion that we don't give Masa to Kohuna, to Kahanim. In any case, she does not eat Masa. Rabbi Nasa, Milei Hoin, the Rabbanon, Pligin. Rabbi Yossi said that the following words of the Rabbanon disagree with the Rishu ben Levi. Rabbi Labish, Rabbi Shimon, Ben Yosina, Rabbi Hoshia, Kohen Sheba Al Gusha, Behoilid, Ben Mesa Av, Besech Shloshim, Ben Chaya, Besech Zatzmai. Rabbi Labish, quoting Rabbi Shimon Ben Yosina, quoting Rabbi Hoshia, said that if a Kohen had relations with a divorcee and fathered a son, and the father died within 30 days, the son must redeem himself. If a disqualified Kohenis still has Kedushas Levia, because the Kohanim are Levium who receives extra Kedusha, or the more so if a Kohen lost his extra Kedusha, he's still a Levi, since the sum must be redeemed, it shows he does not have Kedushas Levi. If he died after 30 days, there's a Chazokah that the father redeemed him. Even though the father keeps the money, he will separate 5 slime for the pigeon. It's a Chiddush that the father knows that he must redeem his son. He need not redeem kosher children. If he redeems, means he receives the pigeon of others, all the more so, he redeems his son. Or the Gemara says, why was it taught that heirs of either husband do not inherit a ksuba? Wasn't it already taught that she has no ksuba? Yosef Rabbi Yaakov answered that it's lest you say that they signed her and they didn't sign her heirs. Therefore, I have to say that they have no ksuba. Feita k'shem she asura labal kachi asura labayel. Feita, just like she's forbidden to the husband, she's also forbidden to the adulterer. K'shem she asura la'achiv labal kachi asura la'achiv shabayel. And just like she's forbidden to the husband's brother, she may not do yibam, she's forbidden to the adulterer's brother if the adulterer transgressed and married her and then he died. Perhaps just like the Isur of a Soita is forbidden to the husband's brother, so she's forbidden to the adulterer's brother. The answers we learned from the following Tosefta: if a woman's husband went overseas and they told her that her husband died and she had a Yavam here and he did Yibam and died, and after the husband returned, he's forbidden to her and permitted to her Tzara, he's forbidden to her and permitted to his brother's wife. Is his brother's wife not like the Sar of a Soita? Means the Ibn was really like Znus. And this teaches that Sar Soita is permitted to the adulterous brother. Amr Biyuda Asya Karabonon the Taman. Rida said that this Tosefta is like Rabbonon of Bavel. The Amr Bila, Vatanya Taman, Kahawayas, Inan, Suiches, Menaget, Chutz, Me Eshav Ish, Govad. Rida said it was taught that that all Arayas who married do not need a get, except Reishis Ish, who we married according to a ruling of Basin. Rikiba Ima Af Achis Ishtoi, Reishis Achiv. Rikiba says even Achis Ishtoi is his wife's sister, and Eshis Achiv is his brother's wife. The first Tana doesn't require a get for Eshis Achiv, which shows that one who mistakenly did Yibrim is not considered a Soita. We should say now, let me skip the next line, it says, Baram Karabonon Zahacha. The answer is, however, according to Rabbonon here, the Tzara will be forbidden. Rabbi Achia Amma B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Hakol Moedim Be'Eshes Achiv Shehi Tzricha Him and Get B'Shum Say Helchus Eshes Ish Kanaba Be'Elvehi Be'Elve Poteres Sorasa. Achia quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that all agree that Eshes Achiv needs a get due to laws of Eshes Ish, means the mistaken Yibam was also a case of Eshes Ish. He acquired her and she is an Elve, and Elve exempts her Sara. Amr Rabbi Chananya, Afilik Ravonon, Dahacha, Asyahi, Ba, Knasai, Vele Knasai, Yosha. Chananya rejects this by saying that, even according to Ravonon here, just that we say that they find her and they did not find her heirs, simply they find the Yavama and they did not find her Tzara. Amr Rabbi Chananya, Beredu Hillel, Yavim Kravonon, Taman, Yimutaba. Chananya Beredu Hillel said that the first Tana of the Hosefta is only like Ravonon here. If we were like Rabbanon there, the Yavam would be permitted even to her, means to the Yavama, after her husband truly died. Zeir b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Saras Soita Asura v'Saras Grusha Muteres. Zeir quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that Saras Soita is forbidden, Saras Grusha, meaning the Sara of a Machzik Grushose after she remarried, is permitted. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Saris Muteres Chutz Mitzaras Soita. Yaakov Acha quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that all the tzaras are permitted except for tzaras seita. Shmuel Amar Grusha Atzma Muteres Leveisa. Shmuel said that Grusha means Machzik Grushose herself is permitted to her house, means to the Yavam, even though she became forbidden to her husband. Ma Palek, does Rabbi Yochanan disagree with Shmuel? Again, to have the Askin, Betzaris Le Adachmen Grushois. The answer is no, because they were discussing Sarais, Rabbi Yochanan talked only about Sarais, he didn't mention the law of Grushois, means Machzik Grushose herself. Sarais Soita Lami Yasua, why is a Sarais Soita forbidden? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Nerech Elva Nagoba. Rabbi Yochanan answered that it's due to the scent, or means she looks like an Elva. Rabbi Amar Bnei Shekosa Batuma Karais. And Rabbi answers it's because Tuma is written about her, like about Arais, and therefore her Sarais is forbidden, just like a Sarais Elva.